from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
Right now on the Afternoon Edition, rain sticking around and winds causing destruction on this first alert weather day. Good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Cook. Most of the messiest weather from this morning is finally moving out, but there's still a lot to get to. That's why our team is covering all angles of this story, from rising rivers to dangerous winds and, of course, those traffic troubles. Let's get to Santa Cruz County and the town of Felton. The National Weather Service saying the San Lorenzo River has just reached flood stage. That's where we find Justin Andrews, who's been out there for us all morning long. Justin, what's going on right now?
Liz, we've been watching this river since about 4:30 this morning, and take a look at it right now. We're this close to the river, and let me paint the picture for you. You see the branches that are sticking up here in the river? Yeah, we saw the base of those branches this morning, so that goes to show you how quickly these waters are rising. And keep in mind, this rain has been pretty relentless all morning long. If we can pan off in the distance here, you can see that guardrail there. We could see the base of that earlier this morning. Right now, like we said, this river is at flood stage, and this is something a lot of people have been worried about all through up and down Felton and this neighborhood here. I want to go ahead and go to some of the video, though, because we found a couple. Their name is Dylan and Amanda. They were walking along River Road here in the Felton area. And yeah, they were walking with their little daughter, and her name is affectionately River. They lived here in this neighborhood since about August, and they've been watching these river levels very closely today, since watching it on our newscast and also watching the National Weather Service here. They went down to the historic covered bridge here in Felton just to see how high the waters were.
All our stuff is out, so anything below 5 feet in height is like moved. So we feel a lot better prepared.
All righty, so you can see the house here, and you can see how close the rivers are to the backyard of this home. Keep in mind, within the last 15 to 20 minutes, we've also seen sheriff's deputies knocking on doors, letting people know to watch out for this river because it is rapidly rising. So that's something that people, if you live in this area, you may be getting a knock on your door from the sheriff's deputies. I'll send it back to you.
That is not a knock you want to hear, Justin. I'm curious, you know, it looks like it's raining pretty hard there. Has it been pretty steady all morning, or is it starting to dissipate just a little bit?
Liz, that's a really good question. It stopped raining for at max maybe 30 minutes. Wow. But since 4 o'clock this morning, this is what we've been experiencing. Downpours, heavy downpours at time. And also within the last couple minutes, actually maybe hour or so, the winds have picked up too. Mm. And that's something our weather team has been mentioning with this storm too. This winds could also cause some major damage here across the area.
Yeah, it can be a destructive combination, those high winds and the loose soil there from all this rain. All right, Justin, thank you so much. And heavy winds still a problem we're keeping a lookout for. This tree came crashing down in a Santa Rosa neighborhood this morning. You see just those branches tangled in power lines on Orchard Avenue. We're told this tree snapped one utility pole into three pieces and damaged a second one, leaving about close to 300 customers in the dark. There's also some damage to two cars and street signs. All right, let's get to First Alert meteorologist Darren Peck. And Darren, it feels like maybe it's tampering off just a little bit. We still got some rain in the forecast.
I think you could sum that up just the way you did. If you look at First Alert Doppler, we're not seeing the broad, widespread, steady rain that we were between like 4 a.m. and 7 a.m., but it's still raining. Justin's live shot's a great example of that. You can see in the Santa Cruz Mountains, there's steady rain down there. And now within the last 45 minutes, we're starting to get more detail from a flooding concern. So even though the entire Bay Area itself is still under the flood watch we've been talking about, meaning everybody's got to at least have some situational awareness, within the last 45 minutes, the National Weather Service has now upgraded two locations to flood warnings. And the first one is where Justin is. Flash flood warning is the term being used for the San Lorenzo River. So he's in Felton, which is right here. And you can trace where that thin red line is that shows you the course of the San Lorenzo River, which has just now gotten up to minor flood stage. And we can put some numbers on that. If the river gets to a 16 and a half feet in height, that's when you hit minor flood stage. Right now it's at about 17 feet. So it's about 6 inches over that. The good news on the forecast for that, look at the time. That flash flood warning at this point stays in effect till 12:15. They may have to extend that, but it doesn't look like this will last terribly long into the afternoon. But if you are anywhere near the San Lorenzo River in the Santa Cruz Mountains, you're already in flood stage. The other flood warning, which is not a flash flood warning, this one's longer duration. It goes till 5:30. This is for Sonoma County. Think of Mark West Creek, and that's where we're going to see some issues through Sonoma County. That's the area of concern. It's a little bit longer duration on this one. There's a little more water to flow through the system. So have your situational awareness if you're anywhere near some of those streams and creeks. It's not only Mark West, through much of Sonoma County. If you look at First Alert Doppler, while it has lightened up for most of us, it stays persistently steady in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And Justin's live shot was a perfect example of what that looks like on the ground. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. We'll talk about when this thing finally clears out for good and what the rest of the forecast looks like. I'll see you in a bit.
I think we all need a much-needed break. Thank you, Darren. Well, the high winds and rain have caused problems on Bay Area roads. Our Jocelyn Moran has been driving throughout the Bay Area this morning. She's now in San Mateo County. And Jocelyn, you've gotten a pretty good idea of the conditions people have been facing just walking out the door. How's it looking now?
Yeah, Liz, it's been a day really for us and anybody who has had to leave their homes and out onto the roads. We were dealing with those heavy downpours earlier this morning. Now we're dealing with the wind. I don't know if you can see the trees here. They're moving back and forth in the distance. They'll calm down for a little bit, but then they'll really start to pick up here. And really, we actually not too, you can really feel the wind there. I'm not sure if you can hear it, but this is exactly what we're talking about. They'll calm down for a little bit and then they'll catch you off guard here. So we're really dealing with the winds here. We went up 35 to try to get to a mudslide here. You're going to see that up on your screen, but just driving through 35, we saw a lot of debris out on the roadways, tree branches out on the roadways, and we got to this mudslide here. This is on 35 and Alpine Road. That area is blocked off, and actually a park ranger was telling us this is just one of a few mudslides they're seeing in the area. Then we are also dealing with other trouble spots. We've been dealing with that all throughout the morning. On Highway 13, a tree blocked traffic going northbound this morning. CHP says the tree was blocking the on-ramp and the slow lane. And of course, that created issues with cars trying to swerve to avoid the tree. So of course, commuters had it tough this morning. We were here on Highway 680. Just a little bit after 4 a.m., this is when this happened. CHP tells us a big rig jackknifed in the wet roads. Obviously, this created a headache for commuters. It blocked the lanes going northbound for a couple of hours there. So obviously, a lot of people were dealing with a lot this morning. Thankfully, it's not raining, but these winds are something else. I let my hair down just so y'all could see just how bad the winds are here in San Mateo County, Liz. So, of course, we've been saying this all morning long. If you're heading out the door, just be extra careful out there.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse, the heavy rain or the wind when it comes to being out in the elements.
Yeah.
All right, Jocelyn, stay safe out there. And stay with CBS News Bay Area as we monitor today's weather impacts. We're tracking conditions in the Bay Area and beyond on our website, kpix.com.